This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life protests demanded state action as Dutch abortion providers approached Guatemala last week by sea. Women on Waves landing craft wanted to take small groups of women 12 miles out to sea to dispense abortion pills. When they landed, they were met by representatives of the Guatemalan army who were instructed by President Jimmy Morales to defend human life and the laws of our country by preventing the group from carrying out the abortions. Another leaked document, this one from congressional Republicans, shows that the replacement of Obamacare will include stripping funding for groups like Planned Parenthood and for publicly subsidized abortion insurance. Last week, Vice President Mike Pence called for such permanent stripping of funds going to abortion providers. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
The Charlotte Lozier Institute is bringing strong, medically significant arguments to the fight to protect unborn children from excruciating pain. In Congress, legislation is pending to federally ban all abortions after the point where it is indisputable that children feel and respond to tremendous pain. An osteopathic physician whose practice and expertise is particularly keen to the kinds of trauma and pain involved in abortion offers a scholarly view to the science of fetal pain. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.